We've all heard it before. It's who you know. Welcome to Social Capital, a weekly podcast that dives into social relationships and why the investment you put into them is so important. Your host, Lori Hybu, will connect with industry-leading professionals and dive into their networking experiences and expert advice.
Hey, everybody, Lori Hybu here. Welcome to the Social Capital Podcast. Our show notes are found at socialcapitalpodcast.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at LJ Hybu and on Facebook. This week's guest is Neil Hoffman. Neil is a creative innovator and entrepreneur dedicated to the craft of design. With over 20 years of branding expertise, she has created integrated communication solutions for long-term clients across a spectrum of industries, including healthcare, education, entertainment, luxury goods, and real estate. As a coach, consultant, speaker, and recovering perfectionist, she has the unique ability to recognize the gifts others don't see in themselves and empower them to follow their dreams. Neil, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Lori.
I am very intrigued by your unique ability to recognize gifts that others don't see in themselves. Talk about that a little bit.
That is something new that I have just decided to talk about. I believe I have helped numerous friends over the years with problems because I am a great listener, and I see a lot of people who have a hard time seeing their good qualities. I think sometimes people tend to dwell on the negative instead of the positive. And unfortunately, I walk around with rose-colored glasses on all the time. So I'm always seeing the patterns and I'm always seeing the positive. So I can sit down with someone and have a conversation with them. And usually by the end of it, I can really help them see some, at least a few attributes about themselves they had never even thought were worthy or things that they could pursue even as a different career. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they've actually even been life-saving. I recently met with someone last week who I hadn't seen in probably 30 years. Wow. And he saw me at an event, reached out to me. We had a three-hour conversation, and he said, "I think you saved my life."
Wow.
So I don't know. It's something I'm just now accepting that is there, and I'm trying to figure out how to uncover it.
Interesting.
Tap into it.
Sounds like you got a fun journey ahead of you then.
I do.
Okay. Let's talk about branding a little bit. Why is branding more important than ever right now?
I believe branding is more important than ever because our world is so connected with our whole digital age. We can know people down the block, but we can also know people across the world. And we really need to have some differentiation, whether it is, you know, standard is a company, the brand is, you know, what they hope to project to their audience, but it's also the perception that their audience has of them. And then as people, we are looking to have more notoriety, more differentiation, and really stand out even at our employers, in our everyday life, and as entrepreneurs, which is my passion, is helping entrepreneurs really find their personal brand.
Okay, well, let's talk about personal branding a little bit, because I know that is something that has really become popular recently. What exactly is the difference between just branding and personal branding?
There's a fine line, I think. I think that personal branding is really who your genuine self is. So I don't really think you can manufacture a personal brand. Some people think that they can change the way they dress, or they can talk different, or, you know, they can kind of create who they want people to see them as, but they're not actually being authentic. So I think a personal brand is actually tapping into those attributes of yourself and actually letting those shine through.
Okay.
And it can be in every way that you communicate with other people. It can be visually. It can be through written language. It can be as simple as what you wear and how you greet someone with a smile or a handshake. Mm-hmm. I think all of your humanness is your personal brand.
Interesting. Okay. And how does that differentiate from just branding in general then?
I think branding in general, some of it we do try to manufacture. Mm-hmm. I think when you dive deep with a company, obviously you're doing the questions, you're doing the research, you're doing the SWOT analysis, you're looking at the competitors, and you're trying to set yourself apart. But you are trying to manufacture something because you want to be perceived mm-hmm. a certain way. Ultimately, it's up to your audience how they perceive you.
Yep.
But you are trying to control that messaging. And I think from a personal branding standpoint, you have to lead with complete, genuine authenticity, which mm-hmm. seems to be a buzzword these days.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to show up authentically, but again...
It can come off as manufactured
yes.
when it's overly produced to some extent. One of the words you said really stood out to me. And when I think of branding, regardless if it's for an entity or a person, I think of it as the perception that someone else is looking at you, not necessarily what you're outwardly pushing out. It's how people are receiving that message, that visual component, that feeling, or that comes with whatever it is that you're pushing out there. So the authenticity of your personal brand, there's multiple facets that come into that. That's not just what you're branding yourself online as, but it's how you're dressed, how you're conversing with someone outside of the structured box that you're trying to portray.
Exactly. I think it's in everything, how you show up mm-hmm. and being consistent. If you're showing up in a way that doesn't feel real, people will sense that.
Totally.
And they'll realize that something is off. And, you know, obviously all of us want to be liked. And by trying to manufacture something, you're not being liked for who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I would have to say I was guilty of that in my past. I think I tried to be, I think I was like a chameleon. I think especially in relationships, if I was with somebody, I tried to be what I thought I needed to be to keep them in my life. And then I had an epiphany and realized I was not being true to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've had a much more fulfilling life since making that realization.
Yeah.
And just embracing who I am.
Absolutely. Very cool. So it's one word to start creating a brand. How exactly would they begin?
I always like to dive deep with questions and research. I think a lot of, at least for personal branding and for business branding as well, we have to take a look at our mindset and our limited beliefs and really take a look at things that have been holding us back and realize that we truly are the ones that if we can envision our future, we can make it happen. And so I think that plays into a lot of the personal branding and personal development. I think those go hand in hand. I actually look at personal branding as personal development.
Interesting. And I would agree with that. I did a lot of research around personal branding a couple of years ago because I was more so for my own personal development and like I need to figure out what my brand is and
right.
not necessarily that it's manufactured, but just understanding what my own personal goals and vision are, which then help mold and give some clarity to what it is that I'm trying to project to the world.
I think that's a great word you just used too, clarity. I think through the research, through the questioning, even if it is for a company, you gain so much understanding and clarity
mm-hmm.
by doing that research. That's one of my favorite things to do, even as a designer. I love research.
What are some of the questions that you ask around, we'll focus on the personal branding side of things when you're helping someone figure that out?
I usually just like to let them start telling a story.
Okay.
Because I think the way I listen, people aren't normally used to having somebody really listen to what they say.
Sure.
And they actually start revealing things. And that's when I kind of approach with questions that relate back to what is going on in their lives.
Okay.
So it's different every time.
Well, that's kind of fun then. Yeah. For you and the person that you're working with.
It is.
Nice. All right. So let's talk about some networking here.
Yes. I love networking.
Absolutely. It's so fun to meet new people. And goodness, I don't even remember when you and I originally met.
I try to remember. I don't know if it was.
It was a long time ago.
Because we were in the same, like, third ward kind of businesses.
Somehow we crossed paths and met, and then met, like coffee or something. But I don't remember
exactly. I think it was another networking group that you were probably part of. You invited me to join.
So, okay.
Yeah, I maybe do believe that it was a lunch, like a women's networking group that met over lunch.
Possibly, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of those. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you share with our listeners your most successful or favorite networking experience that you've had?
My favorite networking experience that I have had here in Milwaukee was meeting Sarah Meany. Sarah Meany and I both had our own businesses at the time. Hers was Comet Branding and mine was Orem Design. And we were both moving into a new building actually across the street from here in the third ward. And we just happened to be throwing our open house parties on the same night. And so we decided to, since our suites were right next to each other, we would just have one big party.
Yeah, why not?
And it was great because we had people we had in common, whether it was professionally or personally, that were invited to both. And they could travel back and forth between the two suites and see what the two different businesses did as well. And her and I have become fast friends, longtime friends. We've been through so many ups and downs together. You know, even on the personal front, we both were going through our divorces around the same time and were really there to support each other. And we actually ended up not too long ago becoming sort of backyard neighbors. We were both living in Shorewood, and the house I was living in, hers was the next block over in the same position on the block.
Fun.
So we would have these dinner parties with our kids and other neighbors. And it's just been a really lovely relationship. And I think there's just so much overlap that we have in our lives. And we genuinely just love each other as friends.
And it all started because you just happened to put your businesses next to each other.
Yeah. So I think that was meant to happen.
That's awesome. I love those kind of stories. As you've evolved in different business practices and what you've done professionally and personally, how do you stay in front of or best nurture your network?
I think it even says it on one of my social media little bios. It says, I love knowing people everywhere I go.
Okay.
So that is so true. I make a very pointed effort to reach out to friends and check in on them, see what is going on with their lives, get updates from people, schedule coffees, and really have a genuine interest in the people that I have met, whether it's professional or it's personal.
I think that's great to just continue to meet people wherever you're going.
Right.
And you were just traveling recently, weren't you? I think I saw. Maybe not.
I was in Denver a little while ago. I think that was the last
time. I know, on social media, you're always doing something. What advice would you offer the business professionals looking to grow their network?
The number one thing I would say is take action.
Okay.
I think for far too long, I stayed on the sidelines. I do tend to, when I go into a new situation, like a room full of people, I tend to get a little shy and step back. But I have learned how to just go in with a focus, pick out two or three people that you want to talk to, and then really just concentrate on those people. It's not about quantity. It's about quality and showing up in a genuine way.
Mm-hmm. I think that's important. And again, you know, the word genuine is something that we've heard a couple of times today. And I think that's what's important for anyone, regardless of where you are professionally, is to just be you, right? Be genuine in your actions while taking action.
Well, and I would always say, step outside of your comfort zone, which is something I've continually had to do and enjoy doing now. But when I was a kid, my grandparents took us out to dinner a lot. So we would go to these very fancy restaurants, and I hated being the first one walking in the door. Because I feel like when the door opens, everyone turns and looks out the door, and I didn't want people looking at me. Uh-huh. So I'd be like, no, I'm not going in first.
Sure.
So now I've gotten over that. But yeah, I mean, there are kind of those little things that you remember that made you uncomfortable that no longer do.
I love that. And I'm just going to share a little story that I have that's very similar. But it just continues to pop up in my head that the reason I'm not afraid to pick up the phone and call someone is because when I was younger, whenever we ordered pizza, my dad was the one that made me order. And I hated doing it. But now I'm like, no, I'm not afraid to pick up the phone and call anybody.
Well, kudos to your dad.
I know. It's just this little tiny thing, but it had a huge impact. Yeah. And I just think that's funny. So I could relate to you. Moving on here. So a lot of the conversations that you've had are around the traditional networking, which is the face-to-face conversations. And obviously, digital has changed significantly, as we talked about on the front end with regards to branding or personal branding. When you're looking at networking as a whole, which one do you find more value in, the digital networking or the traditional networking?
Right now, I don't want to say I want to find more value in it, but I want to say I'm stepping into it. So again, outside of my comfort zone is the digital networking. So I have recently become part of an entrepreneurial networking group online, and it's people from all over the world. And what I like about that is you're actually connecting with people who think like you do and are so supportive. It's crazy. It's funny, though, because I can try to talk about what I do in my past business life and in my current business life with my friends who I love deeply, and they have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yep,
they can't understand the pain points. So I'm loving this online community of people I'm meeting because I would never have the opportunity to meet them if I just stayed in the traditional sense here. But I also hope that someday I do get to meet them in person, and I think that will just deepen those relationships.
Absolutely. You almost feel like you know each other already.
Exactly.
I mean, you do to some extent.
Exactly.
Nice. If you could go back to your 20-year-old self, what would you tell yourself to do more of, less of, or differently with regards to your professional career?
I would say I would tell myself to trust my instincts more. I think I, in the past, have deferred to other people's opinions. What's the group consensus? Even though I do believe, you know, we do have to value all of those things. But sometimes you just have to trust your instincts. And if you fail, that's a lesson you've learned, a really quick lesson you've learned, and you can move on quicker. And I also think to make more intentional connections.
Speak about that a little bit, the more intentional connections.
Well, recently, that is something that keeps popping up in my life. I keep having people tell me that I see you making more intentional connections. And I couldn't really figure out what that meant. But I think it was myself tapping into what's my big vision for myself. Where do I see myself in 1 year, in 3 years, in 5 years? And who do I need to meet or what do I need to learn along the way?
Yep.
And then try to tap into who those people are that are possibly already doing those things or might help influence me to get to those places. So that's what I mean about intentional connections.
Okay. Yeah, really good. And well thought out, obviously. So, Neil, we've all heard of the 6 degrees of separation. Who would be the one person that you'd love to connect with, and do you think you can do it within the 6th degree?
So I think I have a little bit of a different answer for
okay.
this one. I could think of you know, a handful of people that I would like to say, but this is going to be a little out there. It's going to – I would like to connect with my future self.
Oh, interesting.
And I would hope that there are at least 6 people I have yet to meet – who are going to help me grow into that future self.
Different angle. I like it. I respect it.
Thank you.
Any thoughts on who those six people might be or type of person or when and where?
I think it's going to be, I'm going to call them digital entrepreneurs. I think that will be some of the people.
Okay.
People that have already reached some of those goals that I have really just started to visualize and asking for their advice, following some of the patterns and processes that they have already followed.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's who some of those are going to be. But then I also wonder, like, who am I going to meet because of them?
Mm-hmm.
So I recently went to a pool party, and the host of the party, he had been talking to a guest at a different party, and it was somebody, you know, just by the way they were dressed, he didn't really give the person the full attention that he should have.
Mm.
And maybe he was, you know, just busy hosting the party. But in retrospect, he found out it was somebody that he actually had wanted to meet in real life that he admired.
Sure.
But, you know, his busyness kept him from fully focusing on who this person
interesting.
Was. And so he really regrets losing out on that opportunity to make that connection. So I don't think you, sometimes you don't know who it's going to be.
For sure. So how do you intend to start this journey of identifying or figuring out who these people are?
So the answer to that question is I don't know. I have recently just accepted the fact that the how is going to reveal itself along the way.
Okay. I like that.
So I can keep you up to date and let you know. I will probably be writing about it and hopefully at some point podcasting about it. So I actually do have a little bit of a dream about starting a podcast series where I want to interview guests, primarily women, who, however they want to define this is, but how they're changing the world.
Interesting. Okay.
And I think, therefore, again, I'm making an intentional connection. I'm letting somebody else tell their story.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love for them to introduce me to three more people along the way.
Cool.
So really just kind of spreading that web and embracing people.
Fantastic. Well, I know someone that might be able to help you with the podcasting.
I think so. I hear she's an expert.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess I'll wear that hat. I got a lot to learn, too, yet. All right. So I'm always intrigued to learn how my guests are learning and continuing to educate themselves, whether it's reading books, listening to podcasts, whatever it is. So what are you reading or listening to right now?
So every year, and I think you've probably got this answer before, I read The Alchemist.
Okay.
So yep. I finished that actually not too long ago, about 2 months ago. This time, I take notes every time I do it, and I don't know what, I am such a intuitive feeling person. Like, I cry through the whole book.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think you start relating it back to events that are parallel in your life, and you realize, oh, I just learned that lesson. So I think it's full of so many personal life lessons. And then podcasts, I've been listening to Mind Your Business mm-hmm. by James Wedmore. I really love everything that he talks about. He interviews amazing people that have had amazing transformations. I also love Rich Roll. I don't know if you listen to him,
mm-mm.
but he is also really amazing.
Okay.
He was, I believe, a former alcoholic who transformed into an extreme athlete.
Oh, and, wow.
You know, he talks a lot about what his struggles were,
mm-hmm.
and then the guests he has on are amazing as
yeah.
well. And
cool.
they do tend to be sort of in that fitness world, but not just that world. And all of those lessons they talk about apply to you and I in our everyday life as well.
Cool. Very cool. All right, so I'm going to give you the opportunity to ask me a question. What question do you have for me?
What question do I have for you? Well, I want to know where you see yourself in 5 years.
Oh, goodness. That's a great question.
And I ask that because, you know, I think you and I have had some little bit deeper conversations. Mm-hmm. And I see so much potential that, I mean, you already are amazing, but I can see you like out in the world, like just making such a bigger impact mm-hmm. than you've even probably thought about. And I wonder how
well, I
want to
hear more about that. I don't know if we want to talk about it on the podcast, but we'll leave our listeners hanging there.
Where do you want to be?
I mean, I love educating and sharing my knowledge. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons we do the podcast. That's why I teach at UW-Milwaukee. I want to do more speaking mm-hmm. and just educating and really empowering people to some extent see their potential and let them know that it's not scary. It's just hard, you know, and it takes time and you can do and be whatever it is that you want to be. Yeah, so
I agree 100%.
And however I get to that point, I'm not quite sure yet.
That's okay.
It is okay.
It is okay.
But I like learning, and I like then paying it forward and sharing what I've learned to make sure as many people as possible have the tools and resources and knowledge to do what it is that they need to do to grow themselves or their business.
I agree. Just out of curiosity, I have one more question okay. for you. What is your Myers-Briggs? Do you know what your letters are?
ENTJ.
Okay. Mine is ENFJ, so I knew we were similar.
You know, I need to. I know what mine means, but I don't know what anyone else's. You are ENFJ. I'm gonna research that afterwards. Yeah, that's a good question. There.
Good question.
All right. Any final word or advice to offer our listeners with regards to growing and supporting your network?
I would just say to make genuine connections mm-hmm. and always approach life with a smile. Today I was walking down Wisconsin Avenue and there was this older woman. You could tell she was sightseeing. She had a map and sunglasses and she was wondering where are all the people because it was only 9:30. And she said, well, how come nothing is open yet? And I said, oh, it's not open till 10. But, you know, just having this conversation with the stranger for 3 minutes on the sidewalk, you know, we both had a wonderful morning because of it. Yeah. So always just smile at people and be genuine.
I love that. I think smiling is so important, yeah. actually.
Sometimes you can catch someone's eye and they kind of smile back at you. Yeah. And you kind of feel like you just made their day.
Yeah. I had a really fantastic Facebook memory pop up today. I love Facebook memories.
I do too.
I purposely go out of my way to look at them. But I don't know if it was like 8 or 9 years ago, my post was, a stranger blew a kiss at me today, and he must have known that I was having a rough day. And aww. It just totally put a smile on my face, and I loved seeing that because I do think about that. Like, I need to do that to someone. Yeah. Some rando person. Just blow him a kiss.
That's a new one.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to keep that one in mind. Blow them a kiss. Wow.
I mean, a smile is a good thing, too.
A smile is lovely, yeah.
All right. So if anyone was interested in getting in contact with you, what's the best way they can reach you?
You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under my name, Niel Hoffman. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to send me an email, send it to niel@bedohaveunlimited.com.
And we will include all of that information in our show notes.
Thank you very much. Yeah. This has been so lovely.
Yes, it's a lot of fun. You offered some fantastic advice. Great stories. So thanks so much for being on the show today.
Well, thank you for having me, Lori.
Absolutely. This wraps up our episode of Social Capital. A huge thank you to Niel for taking the time to connect with us. Join us next week for another great guest as we continue the conversation on networking and building your community. If you need me, send an email to Lori@socialcapitalpodcast.com. Otherwise, we'll see you next week.
That's all for this episode of the Social Capital Podcast. Visit socialcapitalpodcast.com for show notes, more episodes, and to see who will be on the show next. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next episode.